AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirit. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
This is comedian Clay Monroe, and welcome to Laugh and Learn 2024. Woo! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Hi, Bobby Clifford. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Do you remember when you were kids? Did you used to go out into the driveway or hang pots out the window and climb together? No one does that anymore.
No, girl. I grew up in the projects. We got between walls and got in the bathtub to make sure the stray bullets didn't hit us. Good God. Very
oh my
different
God,
upbringing,
that's
Bobby.
Yes.
We thought
I guess
they were
so.
Fireworks, but they definitely were not.
We were trying to make our own the poor way.
Well, Y'all poor was very different from our poor, but yet we, nevertheless, we made it. I'm 39 and you're 40. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What did you do? Anything fun?
I can't talk about it on Laughing Line, which of course it was fun at the time. Yeah. But thank you so much, Bobby. I'm glad we made it.
Oh, me too. And I feel in my bones, for the both of us, I feel like this is going to be a year of new possibilities. I think, I don't know what it's going to be, but I think this is going to be our year, Flame, 2024.
Well, I think that we're going to. I think that the truth is really starting to show up in the world, and people are so sick of living their lies. And what you do get at Laugh and Learn is you do get the truth. And it's mm-hmm. not our truth. It is the truth. Because I know people love to say, oh, that's my truth. No, it's not your truth. It is the truth. You made it something else, so you believe that, but it is the truth. So hopefully people will do that, because this will be a huge political year mm-hmm. in America for 2024, and very exciting, and not always in a great way. So what Bobby Clifford and myself will try to do is to make it as simple as possible from an American's perspective. We look like something different. We identify as something different. Anatomically, we're different. But we are both card-carrying voting Americans. So the same thing that happened to Bobby is the same thing that happens to me. I'm keep mm-hmm. trying to remind y'all of that. You're an American. It happens to all of us. So vote right and make sure you vote, because good God, it's getting scary, Bobby. It's getting scary.
And do your research. Do a little homework, everybody. Don't listen to who your friend might be voting for. You find out yourself. See if they have the same ideology. See where the country is going and what that person has to offer you. I heard two kids going to be voting for the first time in the store the other day. And one was just going to blindly go along with their friend without even doing any due diligence. Yeah. So we have smart people on here. Let's vote correctly for you.
And that's who you vote for. That's who you vote for. You're voting for you, but you better know that you're mm-hmm. voting for you for more than just one day. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be stuck with it for quite some time, so make sure you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, our sitting president is having his speech, his kickoff speech on Saturday, January the 6th of all days. Why is January 6th such a? Why is that number just popping in my head?
I don't know. I think there was a big tour in Congress that day, wasn't there? And
I missed
out
on it. It was a barbecue.
Yes.
I love that he's doing that on that day. I think, come on, the strategy of it all is the mess. And the debates are coming up. The final debate on the Republican side is where the final Republican debate is coming
right.
up. And we're only down to Nikki Haley.
We're down to, yep.
And Ron DeSantis. Do you think Trump is going to show up?
No, I don't. You know what? He should, for his people, to try to you know, kind of rally his forces. But he doesn't have to. He's leading everybody in the polls, which is, to me, it's so frightening that they have two other people. I'm not crazy about either one of them. They're not bad. I think one's an imbecile. But Nikki Haley, I don't mind too much. But they're not even looking at her. They're not looking at her qualifications. They're not looking if she could do the job. They'd rather the guy with the 91 indictments. It's kind of shocking to me.
Is it shocking or is it America's way?
So you just said a mouthful, as my grampy would say. But it's America right now. This isn't historically how we would go. I remember way back, or you even watch some of the old time black and white movies, they used to think who sounded the most presidential, even though they might be an imbecile, but they had a great sound to them, looked the most presidential. He is not the guy. You know, it's like the new America. He's the clickbait guy. He's the entertainment. He's, you know, the apprentice.
Oh, he can go back to that. We can make that the number one show on TV and we'll be just fine with it. I'm just saying.
I would rather
him saying you're fired than him saying and that he's the president. And every day we got to sit through one of his press conferences.
We'll watch him openly insult
any and every reporter, anybody in the room, because y'all allow him that. So I hope we don't go back to that. Please remember those days.
I agree with that. And remember that, you know, in open interviews, he has admitted to the first day, because he'll only need one day to be a dictator, because he'll get rid of all the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that first day. Listen, people. I mean, he's said it. He's been challenged on it. He's repeated it again. you know, go back to, you know, the old saying, when someone's showing you who they are, he's telling us who he is. Believe it.
He showed y'all the first time when he didn't leave, but we ain't going to harbor on Trump too long, but we'll be on this show for 2 hours. Good God. Vote your present. Don't vote your past. Don't vote your future. The future is scary. Vote what you're living in right now. And you know what you're living in. You know the situation you're living in. And before we go any further, Biden was old when he was the vice president to Obama. What y'all thought? He drank some Benjamin Button juice and went backwards?
No, not at all. But the one thing that you've been saying all along, and it's the truth, the reason that Obama, who was very inexperienced, brought him onto his campaign was because Joe had tremendous experience. And one of the best things that Joe did was foreign policy.
Amen.
So let's remember it. Yeah. Especially in this world of wars all over the place, we need someone with excellent foreign policy chops.
And he is still building and repairing and rebuilding allies that we lost during the last administration. So we have to give him credit for that. So he can't be, you don't need to see him each and every day, as long as he's doing the job. So yeah, I'm still riding with Biden. He just can't drive because, good God, we know what he did on the bike.
That's all right. We took my grampy's keys away. They were a little older than him, but that's all right. He doesn't need to drive. He can sit. I mean, he's already. So we had a terrible earthquake. We've had a couple, which I want you to speak to. But in Japan, and the first thing that he did, you know, he was making a statement that the U.S. stands ready to provide any necessary assistance to Japan. Would you believe that? You know, that 80 years ago when we were fighting them in the war. But he's smoothed it off, and he's offering them exactly what the U.S. should be offering them to keep them as the best allies that we possibly can.
And that shows great faith. That shows that America cares, and that he will build that ally with Japan, because we will need somebody to stand with America if anything goes left. So hats off to Joe Biden.
Right? So many people, I don't understand that. Like, I do see that they're frustrated, and when we don't have the money, you know, that we had in different decades here in the U.S. But you have to pay, like the war in Ukraine and the war in Israel. These are our allies. They're people that watch our back overseas. So that's we need people that are in Asia. So there, you have to help people out financially. That's how you show love. Unfortunately.
Well, that's how you build friendships as well. And we need our friendships, baby, because guess what? We got a lot of enemies.
Oh, well, you know, the people who are loving watching us come apart at the seams and acting so un-American-like, they certainly are. But so we discussed that earthquake. What about what happened in California? You guys had one too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We had a 4.1. I felt it here in Long Beach too, Bobby. Oh, my beard was shaking. I felt like Linda Blanda Exodus. I was waiting. I was shaking. where we are in Long Beach, because we're right on the San Andreas fault line. That wasn't one of the bigger ones that I felt. I've actually felt one that shook the pictures off the wall. And the actual quake is not the scary part for me. It's the tremors afterwards, because that's what really shakes up. The tremors are really what's scary. The aftermath. So I don't know, but I did feel that one. My whole house felt it. My daughter was like, "Do you feel that?" I was like, "Yeah, I felt it. The earth. Mm. I felt the earth move under my feet.
Under your feet."
That's scary though, Bob, because that was all the way in Japan, and then we had, you know. I believe that a lot of that stuff be so connected some kind of way. You know, I don't know. If we got their aftermath.
Could be. They're waiting. I things were, I guess, so bad for them. It was, now this means absolutely nothing to me, but to some people, it was a 7.6 magnitude that they actually were thinking that they were going to have tsunamis. You know, and the last time we ever really heard of a tsunami, something that was big, was the one in Bali that time. You know, that's really that kind of those waves come in and just flatten an entire island. That was kind of scary. I think I would drop dead if I ever felt an earthquake. And we haven't had one here in the New England area in so long, nothing that anybody could feel, that I'm sure that we're due for it. I don't know how we'd handle it.
Well, don't be inviting it, Bobby. Don't be inviting it now.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want it.
Bostonians, She didn't mean it. She didn't mean it.
No. At all. What have you been up to? What do you have coming up? What have you been doing? What just enjoying the holidays?
Oh, yeah. We got a show coming up on the 19th. We'll get to that at the end of the show.
Perfect.
But I do have a show coming up in New York. I'm ready to tell y'all about that. And I got something big coming next week, but I can't tell y'all about it. But we're going to start leaving breadcrumbs as early as tomorrow. Anyway.
Okay, zip it up.
And it's going to help. It's going to help laugh and learn. It's going to help because I have a new. I had to get a new Instagram page. I was hacked by. Oh, Bobby, I was hacked. Somebody hacked me.
Can you imagine? I like they don't have a big enough life. I mean, that's how people spend their time.
And then tried to extort me to get it back. I told them happy holidays. Stick it in your ass.
I don't, but I'm sure, I am hoping, and I'm sure that you reported it because, you know, if they did anything under your page, you don't want to be the one that's held responsible for it. And if they're doing it to you, God knows how many other people they're doing it.
This past weekend, Bobby, let's talk about what's happening in the world. Gypsy Rose was released from prison. Gypsy Rose Blanchard was released from prison after, what, 10 years?
I think she served 8. I think 10 was her sentence, I think. And she served 8. I got to tell you, I have really mixed emotions about her because her mom had Munchausen's and tortured her for years, gave her medications, had her have procedures. She was, you know, chair bound. You know, the poor kid couldn't even be a kid for her entire life. And she had her boyfriend. I don't know how she got a boyfriend. God, I am really doing things wrong. But she had a boyfriend and he shot the mother and killed her. I honest to God, I think that she should have had time off for you know, all the past sins of the mother. But she obviously did okay in jail. She got married. I'm telling you, she's going to have some sort of magical whatever. I wish her the best luck. And I don't know how this girl could be mentally together, to be quite honest. Do you?
Wait a minute. She got married to the boyfriend or somebody new?
No, somebody else. Somebody else.
Oh,
yeah.
Pen pal and then came up. Ooh.
That's something. But he was waiting for her. Like he, you know, I guess he did all sorts of, there's somebody, you have to have some sort of sponsor or something, I guess, when you're going to be getting out. Somebody that works with you for a couple of years. And they were very pleased. They were very nervous at first. They said when they heard that she was going to be getting married, but after meeting him and seeing their relationship, she was very pleased for her because she has nobody. I think she's been, I don't think the mother had much of a an infrastructure as far as friends and family. So now this poor girl has even less. But she's out. She's finally free. Those were her words. God bless her.
Oh, it's so many, that story is so many different levels because, you know, the Bible tells us to honor thy mother and thy father, but the mother was doing wretched things to that baby to keep her sick just because of her illness, you know, because mother had her own illness. And I hate that nobody didn't know or see. And that's probably why she had no friends and family around, because somebody would have figured it out that she was poisoning her own kids. So, I'm with you, Bobby. That girl is going, and then she, you know, she had her own mother. She had a hand in having her own mother murdered, right?
She did. So she did. And she, I think she admitted it. Like, I don't think it was a big, you know, she was hiding anything.
And part of me wants to be upset with her that she had her own mother killed. But the other part of me wants to be like, what took you so long? Because the mother, when she found out what the mother was doing to you, I get it. And I want y'all to take that like, oh, I'm not condoning murder. I'm not condoning what the mother did to her either. I just want y'all to see that from both sides. And she will be a wreck probably her whole life. I just hope that if she decides to have children, that it doesn't go any further than this. Because, you know, it's usually generational.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she could be a lovely. She could be the opposite and do too much for the kid. But I think I just like to see her have a half-decent life after the hell that she went through. Because it is honor your mother and father, but your parents are supposed to give up their own life to take care of that child, not put your children in jeopardy. But you did bring a good thing up. The mother did have an illness. Munchausen's by proxy is an actual mental illness. I just wish somebody had picked it up for the poor kid. And God knows if she can even have children. Like, I don't know all the stuff that the mother did, nor do I want to. You know, ugh. And speaking of, did you see the of bad mothers? Did you see that That Kimberly Singler, she's from Colorado. That they arrested her finally. She was on the loose, killed two children, injured a third, and they caught her in the UK. Can you imagine? They arrested her in the UK over the weekend. Good. I just don't.
Good.
Thank God. Like, if you don't want kids, give them up. There are so many people, even foster kids, that would take kids in. Like, don't kill them.
Let me segue to Colorado since you brought up Colorado, because Colorado, you know, last episode we did, I was kissing Colorado's governor's butt because they removed Donald Trump's name off the primary. But they had a shooting at their courthouse, and now they say that the guy has mental illness. The story is still unfolding, but my conspiracy is he was an avid Trump supporter, and they did that because they took his name off. And I'm hoping that that is not what is going to happen to the states that decide to remove his name off the primary ballot. Now, no, don't quote me on it. It has not been reported anywhere that that was the reason. But I said it's my own personal conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no, I think, and you said the most important thing is that it's actually still unfolding, right? Yeah. So he had some sort of accident first, car accident, and then was shooting in hall. You know, it was very dramatic. But you're right. They're saying that they don't know if it has anything to do. So we're going to have to wait. And I hope it doesn't. It doesn't turn out that that's what it was, Flame. I hope it is just a mentally ill person, because we have many states that are, a few of them already have bowed out. We have Maine, who has decided to go to the route that Colorado did. The Secretary of State is, in fact, is a Democrat. I would love if we had some Republicans, some brave Republicans, that are coming forward and saying that Amendment 14, Section 3 applied, you know, that it wasn't all, because it looks so political when it's just all Democrats that are making these big moves, right?
I hear you on that, Bobby, but they are. I'm sure there's some Republicans that feel just like that. But with his numbers being where they are, according to the polls, and his popularity greatly rising, they are petrified of losing their position.
Do you think, Flame, honestly, do you think that some of these moves that are being made, even though we're liking them and they're correct, I feel like they're just fueling him even more?
Yeah.
You know, the worse he does, the higher he goes.
Well, we had an episode called "Is America Rewarding Bad Behavior?" because that's what it looks like.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And speaking of bad behavior and America rewarding bad behavior, she didn't do bad behavior, but she did not speak the words or the way that they wanted her to speak. President Claudine Gay of Harvard University has stepped down because she has been getting death threats, and she has been getting all kind of threats because they felt like she was anti-Semitic about some statements that she made. And she didn't. I don't think she stood. They don't feel like she stood up enough for the Jewish children at the school. Is that correct, Bobby?
That's right. Not just President Gay, but the Pennsylvania and Yale also said they because they do it for the whole. They're looking at big picture, and they feel that if a threat is made and it's in a group, that's something that they don't feel is actionable. But if they had picked one student out, and then went after that one student, and they could do something. And of course, when you're a scared student and you're a minority in the school, you know, there's not like 500 of you that can kind of back each other. These kids, especially where they're paying top dollar for their educations, as you can imagine, the parents and the kids, they're not quite pleased with it. But the reason supposedly that she stepped down was there's also somebody that kind of capitalized on what was going on and said that she had some sort of plagiarism, whatever. So yeah. That's what she, in 1997, she got her PhD dissertation, and she didn't properly cite or something. And so she's just stepping down. I'm hoping that she's still going to be able to be a professor in the school. I'm disappointed because in the 400-year history of the school, she is the first Black female that has been able to be president, and she was only president for 6 months. So this is super disappointing to me. I feel badly that she felt pressured. If it's true about the plagiarism, that's a little disappointing. But you know, that that too is unfolding. And here's the thing. Will she step down? Will we ever hear what the end result is? What if she didn't do it? You know, I hope somebody comes out and reports that.
She will. She's stepping down because they say she was unable to say unequivocally that
yes.
calls on campus for yep. genocide of Jews would violate the yep. school's conduct policy.
Yep.
Her statement is, "It is with a heavy heart but a deep love for Harvard that I write to share that I will be mm-hmm. stepping down as president," Gay wrote in a letter to Harvard community. The first mm-hmm. black president in Harvard's nearly 400-year history, Gay served for just over 6 months, like you said, the shortest term in the university's history. Alan mm-hmm. Garber, who currently serves as provost and chief, is that provost?
Yep, you said it right, provost.
Okay. Provost and chief academic officer at Harvard will step in as interim president until the school finds a new leader. Mm-hmm. Gay's resignation was celebrated by the conservatives who put her alleged plagiarism in the national spotlight. Christopher Rufo, an activist who has helped rally the GOP against critical race theory and other cultural issues, said he's glad she's gone. Rather than take responsibility for minimizing anti-Semitism, committing serial plagiarism, intimidating the free press, and damaging the institution, she calls her critics racist, Rufo said on X. Currently, formerly Twitter, Rufo added that this is the poison of the diversity, equity, and inclusion ideology. Oh, he sounds good and racist.
Can you imagine? What's the first thing? He's the one who he goes against critical race theory, and he thinks she's racist? Please.
It had to be the pressure because, you know,
yeah.
And what the boldest statement out of all of that was, it took 400 years and she's the first black female. So do yeah. you know what kind of pressure and weight was on her shoulders going
right.
in, and y'all didn't even give her a chance in 6 months? I'm telling you, she probably stepped away for her own sanity. So I hope
because I don't know.
Yeah,
she's got
I hope
family.
People don't read. I don't hope people don't read into like, oh, she was inadequate. She couldn't do the job. She probably stepped away from so much pressure that we know anything about mm-hmm. that she may speak about one day, but not now, to save herself. Because sometimes you have to step away from things to save yourself.
And she probably still wants to work. Originally, when they were asking, so the person that stepped down from Penn, the Penn's president, they're still going to work at school. So she's probably thinking, do I still want to be able to have a career at the end of this? You know, because where are you going to go if you're you know, kind of booted out? So, and if she's got a family to support and whatnot, I don't blame her.
Ask Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah. He's going to do something, though. He's going to help the community in different ways, Flame. Don't be silly.
Speaking of booted out, also Maine has taken Donald Trump's name off the primary.
I know.
And they're fighting it, baby. That lady said, I'm going to court. And I hear what you're saying, Bobby, as far as the Democrats, you wish more Republicans, but they are really petrified to speak up. And they just...
I know. We need more Liz Cheney's.
So what we know is everybody is fighting for seat number two to see who he will pick
yep.
to be his choice for vice president. We do know that because they're not going to catch up with him, whether he debates yeah. or not. And the worse he does, the more popular he becomes. So, but it's still up to us as American people to make the choice of what we want. I think a lot of people are choosing... his freedom of speech because that's the way they want to speak. I think they've been held back from being able to say what they want to say for such a long time, and he has given them a voice. And the courage, which I talked about on The Wizard of Oz from day one of Coffee Time, that those morals, a heart, a brain, and a courage, when you got all three, you're dangerous.
Yeah.
A lot of them ain't got no brain now, let's just be honest. But he's given them heart and courage to be able to say what they want to say, but they're not thinking that this is going to be long term. We're destroying our country. We're not making it great. We're making it ungreat.
Yeah, I don't know what we're making it. And I'm not being, I don't, it makes no sense to me, Flame. It just does. It doesn't, I don't get it. I don't get it.
And his policies, and it makes it look like that border wall thing that he was talking about, you know, I'm not in agreement with it. But it makes it look like it was very relevant because look at what's happening with our immigrants, with all the people coming over here. And I don't want to call them immigrants. We all damn immigrants. We all came over here because we were not, our origins wasn't born here. You're from Ireland. Hell, we were from Africa. Mm. I told you I was happy with my bone in my nose. But now we, and so we have all migrated here. We have all migrated from somewhere else looking for a better life, which is what those people are doing. I just wish we had a system. I wish we had a system that worked.
Well, that worked. You said it, because we do have a system, but it's not, we need to either open up the numbers. President Biden wants to, whoever wants to come and work immediately in the jobs we need, the migrant jobs, the jobs everybody, you know, grocery stores, everywhere the kids don't want to get the jobs because they're too good. He wants to make sure that they have some sort of paperwork so that they can work immediately. But people aren't pleased with that because they'd be paying for their own health care. You know, if you're working, you're getting all your own benefits. They wouldn't be taking off of the country's dole. But we do need to, do it in phases as far as getting them in. We can't let all 450,000 in at the same time, right? We don't have the infrastructure for it. So some people are going to have to wait, and we need a better vetting process. So we don't want to let the drug dealers in, et cetera, et cetera. We need more judges either at the border or something. We need a better system, and we can't kick the can. So Biden is being held responsible, even though this is something that's gone on for the past 60 plus years. He needs to pick up the torch and kind of run with it, just like Obama did with healthcare. It wasn't what Obama would have wanted the ACA. It was the best that he could get passed. And I think that Biden needs to do the same. It's not going to be a perfect immigration process, but he's got to do something. Because this is nuts.
And it's so scary, Bobby. I'm looking at these people climbing through the razor wire. And they have a system with the cardboard. And they put the kids in the cardboard. And it's so scary. And they still may get a cut here or there. But nothing like they would get if they don't have the cardboard. And then they're being robbed. And they're being raped en route to get to the border. So they go through so much just to get to the border. Oh, my God. By their own people.
It's not, but they're their own people. And these coyotes that are taking the last few dollars that they have. It's not a system. It's not a way of life. They shouldn't be trying to wade across the Rio Grande. Would my people have done the same thing if that was the way? Yes. I mean, mine waited for their number. My grandfather waited for his number, and he came the right way. But, you know, they didn't, you know, it's a miserable system. I can't say what's going on in all of, you know, the South American countries that they're all trying to escape. It's a lot of people think they're just coming from Mexico. They're not. They're coming all the way up. Geez, they're even flowing through Haiti, coming through our southern borders. It's crazy that the places that they're coming. But we need a better system. We need to up our numbers. We certainly have a gazillion jobs here in the United States right now that nobody wants. We need to start filling those.
You would have thought that the Republicans would have came up with a system. All they had to do was have them come across the border. If they was a voting age, make them sign a paper that said they was automatically Republican, and make them all vote Republican. Then y'all would win by a landslide because there's so many of them. But y'all too stupid. Y'all too angry. So y'all not doing it.
Don't be telling them that idea, Flynn. the next thing we know, they'll all be getting a rubber stamp. But you'd think, right? You would think that there'd be some. They certainly want certain jobs filled. I mean, I don't know about you. I've never had less customer service in my entire life. Yeah. Even on big companies, you can't get anyone to pick up the phone, and you can't get anybody to answer. You know,
So when you do get one that's pleasant, I'm not going to even say just happy with their job. It's like a breath of fresh air. It's like, oh my God, please can you be my customer service for everything that I do?
Right?
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, speaking of specials, special counsel Jack Smith has pushed back on Trump's claim that he should be cloaked with absolute immunity from criminal prosecution, arguing in a new filing that the sweeping assertion threatens to license presidents to commit crimes to remain in office. Arguments before a U.S. Appeals Court are scheduled for my son's birthday, which is January the 9th. I have a 21-year-old. He's trying to get out of that. He know what he did. He's trying to get out of that. Part of me believes that that's the only reason he really wants to be president, because he can make that go away.
I think there's a multitude of things. I think that's it. If you believe conspiracy type of people, I think that he gets certain monies while he's running that he can divert to his legal counsel, because even a gazillionaire, if he was one, but it turns out he's not, you couldn't afford all this, you know, all this money that's going out for legal fees. You know, I think there's a whole host of things. And I think he's got the big head, Flame. I think he likes the idea of being in charge and being a dictator. And all he does is surround himself with people that blow smoke up his butt. So he thinks he can do it.
I wonder, does it come out orange, the smoke?
Ugh, it probably comes out like orange dust.
Like orange just McDonald's, like Burger King.
That's it. Like Cheeto dust. You know the stuff that you get stuck on your fingers in Massachusetts? Yeah, we call them Jacks. They used to be, but Cheetos are better than Jacks.
I am not pleased with a whole lot of nothing on both sides, honestly, Bobby Clifford. But I am still going to vote what I think is the fairest for me. For me.
Yeah.
And, yep, he old. Yep, I think he's still doing the job. I think he's qualified. And if we were living in the Asian world, in the Asian culture, they honor their elderly. They uplift their elderly. They learn from and respect their elderly. I don't know. We just don't do that anymore here.
Yeah, no, we're not. If he wasn't doing the job, he just, so we also have to remember, and people don't want to remember because we don't like anybody that's not perfect either. He does have a speech impediment. So when he was younger, he could flip and move on a dime, and he is getting older. So he has to think about everything that comes out of his mouth a little slower. So, and he does flub up a little bit on his words, but geez, his mind is always active. He's got a sense of humor, like nobody's business. So, you know, when he's giving you the business and come out with a one liner, I always love that. So I think he's doing, when the minute he doesn't do the job, what I feel that he's doing the job, he's doing it to my satisfaction, but a lot of people aren't getting the stuff that they want. But he's being shot down. It's not that he's not trying. He just can't seem to push it across. I will say the immigration's miserable.
Yeah, and so much, again, like that, so much is happening on his watch. Yeah. So it makes him look bad. Even though it would have happened on whomever's watch, whoever was in the White House. Y'all keep forgetting that. It would have happened to whoever was in that seat at this time. Yeah. But because it's on his watch and they try to make it look very bad on his end, he's one man that's trying to run so many things. And you've got to remember one more time, he is still mending fences that somebody else put a whole lot of holes in. Good God. And I'm not talking about the white picket fence.
Yeah, he's only got so much power, too. People think it's all on the president. The president can come up with the ideas and they can veto in the end certain things. But it still has to go through Congress and then it has to go through the Senate. So if you have groups that aren't willing to work together, which both of our systems, we should be voting a lot of people out this next election, because these people are not who represent us are not working for us like they should be. Not all of them, especially I see more of it on the GOP side, but once in a while I'll see somebody on the Democratic side that I think, you know, you got to play ball. It's not always about winning. It's winning for the people. What's best for the people? What's the best thing that you can pull across the line? It might not be exactly what you want, but you got to compromise. We learned that in kindergarten, didn't we?
Our kindergarten was very different from theirs. Theirs was online.
That was a good one.
Listen to me, y'all. I don't know whether you're Democrat or Republican or whatever you think you are. And I understand that y'all want this third party with the independents. I get it. I would like to see that come to fruition sometime soon, too. But it won't happen this year. And splitting the vote is going to destroy this country. Find a candidate, whether it is Democratic or Republican, that you think that you can tolerate for the next 4 years. And one of them said it won't be 4 years. One of them said it'll be forever. I'm not going to say his name, but he's orange. But find a candidate that you think that you can tolerate and live through the next 4 years. And that's the one you vote for. I'm not telling you which way to go. But independent ain't going to get it. I like some of the independent candidates, too. But they don't have a snowball's chance in hell, and it's just a waste of time right now. I'm not saying that we won't get a third-party system one day, but we surely not going to get it this year. You're surely not going to get it.
No.
So you're going to divide the vote and mess up the country. Save our country, please.
Even in 4 years, Flame, I got to say, I just don't see I don't even see for 2028 us being able to get a third party up and running. And people have to pay attention to your congressmen and your senators, like we were just talking about, that they're going to work for you and what their history is. I mean, look at Bob Menendez. He's a Democrat. He He's a hot stinking mess. He's got new indictments that are out. So let's try to get people that are honest, that aren't working for themselves and how they can line their pockets. They're actually working for what your ideology is, what you want to see in your area. Pay attention, read their bios, because it's freaking, it's scary. This whole, it's all scary. I still can't believe that Trump he's polling. I mean, now polls are relative, but he's polling higher than Biden right now. With 91 felony counts.
And as far as my people go, black people go, the ones that I see talking about Biden not doing nothing, so we're going to vote for Trump. It's not that I don't get what you're saying, but you lost me with your reasoning. Because you're angry with this man, you letting your emotion control your decision that will change and affect the rest of your life. But I'm going to tell you what. Don't let your emotion, that emotion is a powerful drug. That emotion is going to destroy you. You better be tolerable and you better sit back and remember that this is his first term and he is doing the job that none of us will do. But you want to go back to something that you know is going to destroy you? Some of y'all just dumb. I'm going to say that. Let me just say it out loud. Some of y'all stupid.
Yeah, well, I think some of us are lazy is what I really think it is. And we don't want to do the work because but I don't want people, please, I want you to vote. Don't not do the work, don't not vote because you don't want to do the work. But open your mouth. It doesn't have to be hard when you do a little research.
Ooh, Bobby, it was the way you said that. Oh, my God. Open your mouth. That was so aggressive, ladies and gentlemen.
Talk to your friends. And I don't know about, at least in my area, I think they do it across the country. Probably 3 months before the election, they send out these nifty little books that let you know about laws in your area and the people that you need to vote for in your area, as well as, people held in higher office as well. Read that little book. It's like the Spark Notes when we were kids, when you were in high school and you had to write something.
Girl, you just said they don't read. They need to send those out in clickbait. That's the only thing that people see is clickbait.
That, you're probably right. But you know what, Flame? Because I just read the book. I'm kind of old school. They probably have it. You probably could go on to something.gov and they'd have all the selections there. So if you figure it out, if you're hearing this, let us know because we'll say it on the next episode.
Because y'all know everything, if they have clickbait. It's all clickbait. What was I going to tell you? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, on the 19th of January, Happy New Year, by the way, again.
Happy
I will be
New
at the
Year.
Yamava Casino here in Southern California with Chris Spencer headlining by Tiffany Haddish. I'm opening for her, me and Chris, and she's headlining. And February 2nd and 3rd, I will be in New York City at the Harlem County Club Comedy in Harlem. Get your tickets on the website. It's one show on Friday and two shows on Saturday. And yes, I will be doing it. If you ain't scared to ask it, I ain't scared to answer it. And yes, I would like for you now to not record me because we're getting this ready for the Netflix showcase, which is May the 10th at the Elysian Theater. And hopefully I'm going to give me a one-hour special so I don't need my material out before they see it. Thank you very much. Don't make me pull the Dave Chappelle and walk out on y'all ass.
You don't have to because I'm going to try to come to that one and I'll go and sit on top of them if they do it. And then I'll bounce a few times. Everything in their lap will be broken, including
take
their
them
phone.
Out, Bobby. Take them out. So yeah, we're going to have a great time. But you guys come with your questions. We're going to have a fantastic time. You get to hear my new stuff, which is politics, identity, religion, and family—all the things that we are not supposed to talk about in mixed company. I'm about to mix it up.
We're counting on it.
Okay, so I hope to see you guys there sometime soon, and next week. I can't tell y'all right now, but next week, y'all will see it. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you. This was our first episode we're getting almost down to the wire to start season 4. And we have got the green light for that, so I'm very excited about that. But here at Laugh and Learn, the motto never changes because we will never change or what we're here to do. We are here to transfer information. You teach us, we teach you, and hopefully we can laugh along the way as we're learning from each other. Because here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind because of why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And we are in 2024. Stop wasting your mind, my time, and somebody else's dime. Get it right and get you a glass of wine and you're going to be fine. Oh, I'm a rapper for the new year.
I was just going to say that. You beat me to it.
guys for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. Bobby Clifford, thank you for helping me get to season four. And to our wonderful producer, Mr. Aaron Howard. Thank you, Aaron. Woo-hoo! We appreciate you. I don't know what we're going to call this episode, but we have put some stuff down. Y'all stay with us all year, please, because politics will be something to talk about and very interesting each and every day. And you need to know. And me and Bobby will try to give it to you as ABC as possible so that it won't scare you, because politics can be scary. But if we make it easy for you, you'll make the right decisions. And that's our plans. We're going to make it easy so you'll do it right.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.